Hi, I'm Charles Gross, the host of Two on the Isle, and the author of the play How I Found an Affordable Apartment on the Upper West Side of Manhattan Without Really Trying. And I'm talking with David Lefkowitz on Dave's Gone By, UMC Radio.
Welcome back to the Tony Show here on Dave's Gone By. Very excited and very honored to have someone who's been with us, I think, from the very first Tony Show, and somebody that I've known for about three decades now. He has done his TV show for almost three decades at this point. It's called Two on the Isle. Used to co-star him and our friend Jeff Goodman. Now he and Leslie Hobang Blake co-host this theater review show every other Thursday night at 10 on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Charlie Gross is also a longtime member of the Drama Desk, and he's here to talk about Best Revival of a Play. So, again, we welcome, as always, Charlie Gross. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, David. It's so good to be back.
It is, and it's good to hear you.
We've been doing Tony shows for close to 30 years, you and me, because we had you on Two on the Isle when you were in Manhattan.
That's right, predicting shows on your TV show, and I miss it. It's been so much fun to go down there. What is the studio? It's Manhattan Neighborhood Network, but that big facility over on
59th Street.
Yeah.
59th Street.
I just checked you guys out on YouTube, and you're still using the same backdrop, but it looks amazing. You know? It's been the same backdrop for 20 years.
Not quite. The Theater Global, that's...
Yeah.
Well, maybe we have. You know, we did the first two shows in Staten Island.
Yeah.
Then we moved production to Englewood, New Jersey, and I would literally take the cast and crew over there in my Cutlass Supreme, which is why our production company is called Crammed in a Cutlass Productions.
That's right, yeah.
And Manhattan Neighborhood Network opened, originally on 23rd Street, now on 59th Street. And we've been happily shooting there ever since.
How long has Leslie been part of the mix? It's been like 5 years now or more?
At least. I think it's more. I think it's maybe closer to 10. I have to go back and figure out exactly when she turned out. It has been wonderful having Leslie. She is a true partner. You know, she has come up with some great ideas for the show. She has made producing the show a lot easier for me. And, of course, she is an excellent, excellent, and insightful critic.
That's right. I mean, she spent so many years as a director and still does some directing so that she has that kind of eye, which is pretty
neat. I am trying to coax her into directing a new production of my play, How I Found an Affordable Apartment on the Upper West Side of Manhattan.
Without really trying. Yeah.
Which is such a mouthful, we may simply rename Tales of a Small Island off the coast of New Jersey.
You sound great. I want to give out also a shout-out to your wife and your kids.
Sarah's in the Hunter Nursing Program. Miriam just finished her first year at Rutgers.
As we say, mazel tov a million times.
Thank you.
I'm just trying to sound like the rabbi now. No, I want to sound like Dave. Let's talk about...
Best Revival. Well, it's been a pretty good year for play revivals. We have Jitney. Jitney was the first play that August Wilson ever wrote. He wrote 10 plays, one chronicling the black experience for each decade of the 20th century. Ironically, it has been the last play of his to be on Broadway. And very interestingly, this play technically could have been nominated for Best Play because it has never been on Broadway.
Oh.
Played off-Broadway.
Yeah, but they don't do that anymore. Now if a show has had a major production off-Broadway in the past 30 years, they call it a revival. What did you think of Jitney, by the way?
Loved it. Mm. Loved it. Really, I liked it the first time I saw it off-Broadway. I liked it just as much watching it on Broadway. Such a wonderful ensemble. It's the 70s play. And ironically, it is very reminiscent of a very popular TV show in the 70s called Taxi.
Hmm.
And like Taxi, you have a bunch of drivers. This is an all-black cast, and they are driving a jitney service with their using their own cars, all of which could use a little attention from Latka, I'm sure. They're retired, and they do this either, you know, just to pick up a couple of extra dollars or just to keep busy, with the exception of one character known as Young Blood, who's trying very hard to make something of himself and to make his marriage work.
We've got Jitney up against three other shows.
You have 6 degrees of separation, and that is with Allison Janney, who's probably you can see on TV in Moms. And this is John Greer, mm-hmm. who also wrote House of Blue Leaves. Now, I did not like this play when I first saw it on Broadway with Stockard Channing. This time, I really enjoyed it. This is about an upper-class family living on the Upper East Side, who is confronted by a young man who says he is the son of Sidney Poitier, says he knows their son and seems to know all about them, so they take him in and they take him at his word, which is not necessarily a smart thing. I really, really enjoyed this production a lot more than I did the original. Maybe my mood, maybe it's the production, I don't know. But it's a very, very strong production, and one I could recommend, which I could not say about the original. Little Foxes, now this is Lillian Hellman's Little Foxes. This is, I guess, the oldest of the bunch. It's about 100 years old. This is notable for the alternate role playing of Laura Linney and Cynthia Nixon. They each have been nominated for Tonys, Linney for Regina, Nixon for Birdie. Regina is one of the Little Foxes. She belongs to a very diabolical Southern family, and they are trying to make a deal that would enhance their riches. They've made most of their riches by cheating poor blacks in their town, and now they have an out-of-town investor who they're trying to convince to put money into a factory, but really increase their fortunes if they don't stab each other in the back first. Unfortunately, I only got to see one version of it. I really would love to have seen them switch the alternate roles, and if you can see both, I would recommend doing that. Really excellent performances.
By the way, whom did you see as whom?
I saw Laura Linney as Birdie. She is the good girl, the daughter of fallen Southern aristocratic family who was married into this family. And Cynthia Nixon played the diabolical Regina. There are no bad plays here, or I should say no bad revivals. Then you have Present Laughter, Kevin Kline, playing the Noel Coward role of this aging matinee idol who still has to beat off all the ladies with a stick. Wonderful ensemble. Kate Burton as his wife, or I should say his estranged wife. They no longer live together, but they still have an excellent relationship.
Okay.
Wades through this so beautifully. And then you think, it's one of the times that you will still think, oh yes, Richard's little girl, of course. Kevin Kline comes out, and the first thing he does is remind us that it was in this theater, the St. James, where about 40 years ago he won his first Tony for On the 20th Century for On the Strength of, among other things, his physical comedy. So, of course, the first thing he does is trip over the banister as he comes out. Really very enjoyable comedy, good ensemble cast.
So, these four plays, Jitney, Little Foxes, Present Laughter, 6 Degrees, Charlie, which do you hope wins? Which do you think will win?
In this case, I hope it will be Jitney. I think of all the August Wilson plays, if I had to choose a favorite, and there are quite a few of them that I like, it would be this one. I think it's the one that should win. Who will win? I do think it will be Jitney. I would not be surprised to see the Little Foxes win, because the cast is just so good. Even if they weren't doing the stunt casting, you still have two wonderful actresses and a good supporting cast. So even if Laura Linney and Cynthia Nixon were only playing one role, people should still flock to see it.
Now, speaking of shows that people should flock to see, Charlie, do you have a favorite play or musical of the season?
Well, this season I noticed, Dear Evan Hansen notwithstanding, this was the season of the feel-good musical. You had Come From Away, a musical about a town that bands together to help stranded 9/11 flyers. You had In Transit, which unfortunately did not get the critical or financial acclaim that it deserves. The show is closed, and I'm very sorry about that, about the people of lives as filtered through a New York subway system. And you had Amelie, about a woman who finds fulfillment anonymously helping others. But as to the two plays that I really enjoyed this season, one, and I'm sorry to say, it was not nominated for Best Play, and it should have been, that is The Play That Goes Wrong. This is a slapstick comedy, but let me tell you, so much has to go right for what happens on stage to quote-unquote go wrong. It's like Dolly Parton. It takes a lot of money to make me look this cheap. It is like Noises Off Squared, one of the funniest plays I have ever seen, and it's really a slap in the face that the theater community does not appreciate a good comedy when they see it. Does it have any sophistication? No, but who cares? It's hilarious. And it's very sad that this play did not get more recognition.
Wow, Charlie. I've got to say, that was one of the shows that I saw when I was in New York a couple of weeks ago. And I disagree. I barely laughed I love slapstick, and I love crazy, zingy comedy for its own sake, and I just sat there wondering when it would be over. Just one of those things. Sometimes it tickles people, sometimes it doesn't.
The night I saw it, I could not stop laughing. I cannot remember a play that I laughed at so hard. Not even Noises Off, which covers a similar ground, but after seeing this, I have to say not as well.
Not even Medea, you know, which was...
Not even Medea. Seriously.
And hey, did you mention, so you said Jitney would be the play, your favorite play of the season?
I did. And I just want to say one more show that I saw this year that I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
This was off-Broadway. It was unfortunately a limited run, so not enough people got to see it. This was Sweet Charity with Sutton Foster, who was amazing. Now, the play ended on a more somber note than it normally does, and a lot of the things that I love about Sweet Charity were taken out because of the small orchestra. So there's, I think it's Rich Man's Frog. I think it's a wonderful musical dance number that they cut down significantly. But they put in the song Charity's Lament, which you don't see very often, and they did not use the Bob Fosse choreography. This was original choreography, and Sutton Foster was just so amazing. I've seen pretty much everything she's done on stage in New York, so I know what she can do, and I'm overawed by her talent. But here, this was her at her best, and that is saying something. Also, the fact that it was so intimate. It was a medium-sized off-Broadway theater, so you could almost literally reach out and touch it. And that made up for the loss of any of the staples that I've come to associate with the show. So those are the shows that I really, really enjoyed.
Everybody remember that you can watch Charlie Gross and his co-host Leslie Hoban Blake doing Two on the Isle every other week on Thursday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern, on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. You can either get that, if you're in New York, you can just watch that on cable. If not,
Channel 56, if you're in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. If not, MNN, MaryNancyNancy.org, or simply catch us on YouTube, or better yet, DailyMotion.com.
Thank you for setting our wheels in motion once again here on our Tony Show. I wish you and your family best of luck, and of course, another great year of theater. Thank you, Charlie.
As always, it is my pleasure.